Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from New Zealand, we have Sister Judith Ann O'Sullivan. Sister Judith Ann lives in Dunedin and is a preacher and spiritual director. Her preaching today is entitled Angels, Encounters with God.
From Matthew's Gospel. After the Magi had left, the angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream and said, "Get up, take the child and his mother with you, and escape into Egypt, and stay there till I tell you, because Herod intends to search for the child and do away with him." So Joseph got up, and taking the child and his mother, left that night for Egypt, where he stayed until Herod was dead. Herod was furious when he realized that he had been outwitted by the wise men, and in Bethlehem and its surrounding district, he had all the male children killed, all those who were 2 years old or under, reckoning by the date he had been careful to ask the wise men. It was then that the words spoken through the prophet Jeremiah were fulfilled. A voice was heard in Ramah, sobbing and loudly lamenting. It was Rachel, weeping for her children, refusing to be comforted because they were no more. And this is the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. How often have you found yourself when needing to make a decision, as I did when searching for a theme to preach on from this gospel, and you find yourself waiting with this thought on your mind, I'll sleep on it tonight and trust that in the morning all will be clearer and perhaps even the way forward may be revealed. When I awoke from my sleep, I found myself pondering the place of angels in our lives. Now you might say, angels don't need a place. True. Yet we need a place for them as God's messengers to us in our lives. God longs to communicate with us all the time. Yet we can be unaware unless some experience too profound for words pulls us up short. The Word became flesh, Emmanuel. God is with us. Did you notice how many of the scripture readings leading up to Christmas spoke of angels when God was wanting to enter into human relationships? In today's reading, an angel has appeared to Joseph in a dream, telling him to get up and escape with Mary and the child into Egypt. Joseph obeys. This is his second experience of receiving God's message through an angel. And because Joseph trusts God, he is ready to cooperate. Mary, too, has had her experience of being greeted by God through an angel. Yes, in the story of the Annunciation, we only hear about Mary's profound faith, which leads her to acceptance of God's word. Yet we know that such acceptance was accompanied by deep darkness coming from the mystery of not understanding God's plan in all its fullness. Likewise, Matthew's gospel today reminds us that Joseph's acceptance of God's mission for him to take baby Jesus to Egypt meant that Herod had all the baby boys under the age of 2 years massacred. How can we put together an angel alongside the voice heard in Ramah, sobbing and loudly lamenting, Rachel weeping for her children and refusing to be comforted? How do we put the angel of life and the angel of death together? I don't know. And yet I do know this is the experience of life. And God, Emmanuel, is with us, in us. We are reminded in Scripture that a mysterious woundedness often accompanies a great blessing. Look at Zechariah. When the angel tells him his wife Elizabeth is with child, he doubts and so is struck dumb till their baby is born. Then there is Jacob, who wrestles in the night with the divine presence in the form of a dark angel, beautiful and yet terrifying. When the angel wants to leave, Jacob will not allow this until he receives the blessing. So as dawn breaks, the angel does bless him, but also injures him by touching his thigh. From that day, Jacob limps. Again, a mysterious woundedness that accompanies a great blessing. As I sat down to prepare this homily, people kept coming to the door, and I found myself wrestling with the angel of disruption. That was, of course, until I renamed the angel. Angel of patience, of hospitality, of letting go, not being in control, of mercy and inner freedom. An angel sent by God in human form to remind me everything can be a blessing, a grace. An angel that helped me to say, like Mary, let it be done to me according to your word. Angels can fly because they hold themselves lightly. I need to learn to hold myself lightly and not be in control. What about you? Do you hear God's message through the various angels who come into your life daily? If not, then perhaps hold life lightly and listen deeply. Angelic blessings from all those wonderful experiences and interruptions and visits during this Christmas season. Amen.